The Birdman, our honour, brother. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Hey, Tony, first up, we are recording this less than 2 hours after your compatriot, Shaun White. He's made history. He's won his third Olympic gold medal in the halfpipe over in Pyongyang in South Korea. But he's a unique athlete because he is obviously an amazing skateboarder as well. He's won X Games gold medals. Now, you met Shaun when he was 9 years old. And you've been something of a mentor to him. I mean, how amazing is this guy as an athlete?
He is the fiercest and most focused competitor I've ever seen in any sport. I watched him really focus all of his energy just on this over the last few years. And it paid off. I mean, you can't deny that he was devoted.
What makes a bloke like him so good? I mean, we watch him, and to look at him walking down the street, you go, he's a little guy, obviously got a very big heart. Is it his work ethic or is it natural ability?
I think it's a combination of both. I think that, I mean, I wouldn't say natural ability. It's just that he started very, very young and he was very determined to learn everything he could. And I've watched him develop his style over the years and start to create his own tricks. And he had such a passion, but once he started competing, I think that's when he really evolved. And that's when he found his calling. And I mean, I've seen him under the highest pressure situations ever. I've seen him going into what he went in tonight without even having placed into the last run and then coming out winning it. So he's no stranger to that.
Yeah, we're huge fans of him as well. Not the biggest fans because he obviously knocked our man Scotty James into the bronze medal position, but, you know, the best man won on the day. Tony, you're in Sydney for the Bondi Bowlerama. Is Bondi Beach one of the more iconic or amazing places you've ever skateboarded?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think I've always loved Sydney and Bondi, especially because it reminds me of Southern California. So I feel a connection there. But also that setting where the pool is and where that bowl is unbelievable. I mean, it's one of a kind. And the pool is really well designed. I love coming every year because I get to bring my family and it's summertime there. And it's just a great venue. And I've really loved the event. I've been for the last 4 years.
Now, and very quickly speaking, we mentioned the Winter Olympics, but skateboarding is locked in for the Tokyo Olympics in 2020. Now, Tony, you'll be 52. Is it too late for Tony Hawk to be an Olympian?
Never too late for the Birdman. No.
It's too late, yeah. Well, unfortunately, there's no vert event in this one, so that would be my only chance of getting in is actually on a half pipe, but they're doing park style and they're doing street style, so... I'm a little too. That's not my DNA these days.
What we just noticed actually that you are turning 50 this year. I've just turned 50 myself in December, and I had a Hawaii themed. What about yourself? What are you doing for your 50th? Anything special?
I think I'm just going to be in denial.
Yeah, I am. Don't worry.
Avoid it altogether.
I know. Doesn't it creep up on you? But, like, geez.
I'm going to get a fake ID. That's what I'm going to do for my 50th birthday.
Yeah, good call. You do look really young. I mean, we call you the godfather of the vertical skateboarding. When did you know? When did you realize that you had a passion for the half pipe?
Well, it was early on. I mean, the type of skating that I did when I was young was in pools. That's where I started because you either, in the 70s, you either skated pools or you skated freestyle, which was like, sort of pirouettes and dancing and ice skating type of stuff. And that stuff wasn't cool. The cool stuff was when you went in the pool and you got aerials. So that's what I chose to do. And that evolved into half pipes. So that's kind of where that's where my passion is. And I think that when I first went to the skate park, I had been skating about 6 months to a year. And I saw people flying out of these bowls. That's when I wanted to do it. That was when I fell in love. And I said, I want to fly. I want to do what those guys are doing.
Just because of you, where I was born up in Western Sydney, we used to have these wooden half pipes going up all over the town, and people were flocking towards them, and everyone was hotting up their skateboard to make sure they had the best wheels and all them on it. But they were going ballistic. You started a craze, which I don't think you could have imagined where you are today with it.
Not at all. Especially when I started doing well. It was right when skateboarding died in popularity. Mm. So it never felt like something I was trying to do for fame or fortune, because that just wasn't, those weren't options.
Speaking of unbelievable things, Tony, your first skateboard, I believe, hangs in the Smithsonian Institute. Is that correct?
That's true, yeah.
Wow.
Now, are you familiar with the term? It's an Aussie term, so you might not be aware of it, but it's called the pool room. Do you know what we mean when we say the pool room?
I don't.
Well, like the billiards room.
It's the billiards room. So it's basically, it's the room in the house.
The man cave.
The man cave, where you've got a pool table maybe, or a tennis table.
Okay. Yes.
And it's where you keep all your memorabilia. So, MG, what's in your pool room at home?
Oh, I've got, you know, Michael Jordan, and I've got Magic Johnson. I've got Muhammad Ali, John McEnroe.
And a bit of your own gear from your playing days? A
bit of my own from my own playing days,
so,
of course.
So, Tony, what's up in your pool room?
There are a few X Games trophies, my first signature skateboard model. Actually I had the board I did my first 900 on it. I was at a museum in San Diego and I just got it back. So that one's actually in the closet of the pool room.
What about other sporting passions? I mean, being an American, I suppose you've got, as a young bloke coming up, you have a lot to choose from. Were you ever swayed towards, you know, NFL or NBA or baseball or hockey?
I played both baseball and basketball as a kid, but once I started skating, I felt like every time I went out and did it, I improved at it, and I wasn't getting better at the other sports. So I pretty much, I literally quit Little League, which is baseball, halfway into the season, the very same season that my dad became president of Little League in our area.
Now, Tony, you're some might say that someone who's about to turn 50 is trying to recapture their youth, but you've been doing it your whole life. You've obviously, your name is attached to one of the most successful computer games of all time as well. But now I believe you're really kicking in with the youth, because emojis, there is no skateboard emoji, but I believe you're working on that at the moment.
Well, I, yeah, by accident. basically, I noticed that they had announced that they were going to include a skateboard emoji, and I immediately sort of jumped on it and started telling people about it, because it was exciting to me. And then they unveiled their proposal, and it was really sad. It was like, it was basically a department store skateboard from the 1985.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how, you know, a whole consortium of people don't know what a skateboard looks like these days. So I sort of in jest, I posted that on social media, like, this is the skateboard emoji, you're welcome.
Oh, and, golden.
And the guy that, one of the guys that's in charge of the design, actually reached out to me privately and said, hey, we'd love for you to help us figure this out.
So you're helping to design the new skateboard emoji.
Well, it's only apt.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it's not that hard. It's just a photo of a modern skateboard. But, yeah, they asked if I would help direct it. What I did learn in that process is that if you actually put a person on that skateboard, then you have to end up with 18 different emojis, considering male and female and all the skin colors.
Oh, yes, of course.
So there's going to be no person on the skateboard.
They don't want to do that. They're not that devoted. They're not that devoted. Skateboarding.
Yeah.
Through your sporting career, obviously, like a lot of sportsmen do in America, they find their way to Hollywood, and you're no different. From movies like Police Academy 4, Escape from LA, Max Keeble, Jackass movies, just to name a few.
Only the finest Oscar nominees.
Well, this is such a coincidence, because my 10-year-old daughter has been watching this movie, I would say, for the last 3 months, and last night she was watching it again. I said, see that guy there, the one who falls over in the half pipe after getting piddled on? It's Parental Guidance with Billy Crystal and Bette Midler. What was it like working
right,
with someone
yep.
like, oh, my, it's a great movie. What was someone like Billy Crystal like to work with?
He was very, very cool.
Yeah, I bet.
And very accommodating, and it was hard not to laugh during every take, because he'd always make up something new on every time he would do a take. So, the only thing that got weird was the kid was pretty young at the time, and when I first fell in the half pipe on purpose, he got so freaked out that he wouldn't stand on the top of the half pipe anymore. So they had to make Billy look like he was holding him, even though he wasn't holding anyone.
Oh my gosh! You mentioned that your love of skateboarding came out of skating in these empty pools. What's your backyard setup like at home? Do you have an empty pool there just for, you know, nostalgia reasons, or is it a decent constructed vert setup with a skate setup?
It's like a mini skate park, so it looks kind of like a pool, but it has some, you know, mostly skate features in it. And I actually have a pool with water in it as well. That was there when I bought the house, and I had to drain it recently to fix the surface. So we skated it, and it was terrible.
it was
very disappointing.
And Tony, Riley's a pro skater as well. Was there any heartbreak for yourself when you decided to pursue street skating instead of vert like the old man?
Not really, because that's what all his friends were doing, and it was way more accessible. And yeah, you know, he understood it better. And no, I was excited, and also I wanted him to create his own path. I didn't want him to just be doing exactly what I was doing. That would be really, I think, too much pressure for him too. Mm.
And I just read recently too that out of all your skating career, and this might be true or not, but out of all the accidents you've had and all the close calls, the only bone you've broken has been your elbow. And is that true?
Well, officially, yes. I broke my elbow, but I fractured my pelvis all the way through, which I consider it felt like a broken bone.
We do too.
Pelvis.
I mean, it was by far the worst, because I couldn't. When you break your pelvis or when you fracture your pelvis, you cannot do anything. You just sit.
And how long?
And good luck.
How long until you were able to do anything, if you know what I mean, Tony, after the broken pelvis?
About 2 months.
Okay.
I might have done it a little quicker than that, let's put it that way. As long as you don't move at all.
Tony,
as long as you're not tasked with the movement. Yeah.
Tony, it is time for one of the favourite segments here on The Rush Hour with MG.
What is it? Three with MG.
That's the magic number. Well, we've never had someone as famous as our guest now, Tony Hawk. We're speaking to him on the line, who has undertaken three with MG. But what the gist of the game is, Tony, we ask you three kind of private questions, not too private. We'd like to get your answers on it to find out a little bit about yourself. First one is, growing up, who was your celebrity crush?
Oh, wow. Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, Aussie Olivia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Greece and Xanadu.
Oh, Xanadu and the leotard. Come on. Okay, Tony Hawk's out with a few friends, having a few beers, a few Budweisers or pina coladas, and there's a karaoke going on in the bar. Tony says, I want to sing. What song does Tony sing?
Wow. Let's see. The last time I did that, I sang When Doves Cry.
Oh, Prince. Mate, you are on
Prince.
Fire.
Yeah. Did you ever, I imagine someone who works in your circles, Tony, you might get the opportunity to meet some fairly well-known people. Did you ever meet Prince?
I did not, no.
Well, that's a fair, that's...
And you know what's sad is that the last time I was, or two years ago when I was in Oz, I had a chance to see him at the Opera House.
Oh, you missed out.
And I was with all my kids, and they only had one extra ticket, and I couldn't leave them behind, but I really wanted to go.
Well, we might try. Well, MG, we'll see if we can sort out Olivia Newton-John while he's down in Sydney. We'll organise a catch-up.
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah, we'll go third and final question. And just on that theme, you've rubbed shoulders with lots of famous people in your career. When and who was it when you went, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm meeting this person?
Wow. I think for me, it was President Obama.
Wow. Yeah. Inspiring.
I got invited to the White House for a Father's Day event. And well, for one, I got to skate through the White House.
Oh, really?
Permission. That was super cool. But then not just meeting him, but the fact that he knew who I was and actually, you know, said something personal to me, saying like, well, I'm really sorry, we don't have any ramps for you to skate in the White House. And I was like, all right, this is the echelon of where I've come.
Hold on. So Tony, you skateboarded through the White House without permission.
Yes.
Oh, you're my type of man.
Did you get taken down? I'm imagining you being tackled.
Let's put it this way. I made it very quick, and I got one photo, and that was done.
Oh, that's incredible.
Fantastic.
That's outstanding. Tony Hawk, you're down in town in Sydney for the Bondi Bowlerama. It's taking place this weekend. If you've got the time and get down to Bondi Beach, you can see one of the absolute greats of not just skateboarding, but all of any sport in the world, MG. He's one of the goats.
Just a great man.
And a great man.
As you've heard in the last 15 minutes we've chatted with him, he's been an open book, and we really appreciate you for that, because that's exactly what we are here in Australia, and we welcome you open arms anytime you want to come down, brother.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
See you, Hoggy.
Thanks, Tony.